Welcome to a burning fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. We begin by reading a series of passages from the book of Psalms, from Matthew, from Proverbs, and from Jeremiah. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. But he answered and said, Every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself, it is not in man that walketh to direct his own steps. Dear listening friend, the leading thrust of these passages is that there is a way for man that pleases God, and there are ways that displease him. It makes a difference what a person believes, what he does, and what he thinks. Unless that which a person follows is the way of God, it is in vain. Destruction awaits that which is not of God. Now this is true with respect to the church. The popular idea is that one church is just as good as another. But since the Bible is true, we contend this doctrine is false. Churches make a difference. While some contend it makes no difference, we urge and demand that biblical authority for such an idea be presented. And we have never had that request met by anyone. What do we mean by the undenominational church? Without the existence of denominations, we would not have to even use such a phrase. But denominations are in abundance because of their number. Many have been so ingrained in denominationalism that they find it difficult to conceive of the church without a denominational concept of it. Let us first discover some things that we do not mean by the undenominational church. We do not mean a church that includes all denominations. Such a mass of confusion would certainly not be a credit to God. Nor do we mean a church that is a single denomination. There is no authority in the New Testament for any denomination. And we are not talking about something that is generally called Catholic, Protestant, or anything like that. These are denominations. The undenominational church would not fit in any of these categories. Now, we're glad that we're not called upon to defend denominationalism and their doctrines. We're equally glad that we're not required to defend the history of either one. We do not profess to be a denomination or a member of one. Denominationalism has been a plague on the religious scene. It breeds doubt and division, confusion, unbelief. It misrepresents God. It misrepresents the faith of Christ and His church as revealed in the Bible. And it paved the way for atheism. The amalgamation of doctrines and creeds and disciplines and catechisms and prayer books and manuals and confessions of faith and other such things, many of which are openly contradictory not only to the Bible but to each other, makes it embarrassing for anyone who will stay with the Scripture to try to defend denominationalism. Thus saith the Lord is the plea of Scripture, not the doctrines of men. We do not mean any church founded by any man, any time, anywhere, regardless of how honest or sincere or well-meaning and pious he may have been. What do we mean by the undenominational church? We mean that church which is separate and apart from all denominations, a church that is not a denomination, a church that has nothing to do with denominationalism. Let us be more specific. We speak of that church that is a sacred institution, divine in origin, founded by Christ, purchased by His blood. God planned and prophesied the coming of the church, Ephesians 3:10 and 11. Christ said He would build it, Matthew 16:16 through 18. It began on the first Pentecost after His ascension, Acts chapter 2. We speak of that one body, Ephesians 4:4, which is the church, Ephesians 1:22 and 23. This is the church over which Christ is head, Colossians 1 and verse 18. That church, rather than any denomination, is the one that existed before any denomination and exists apart from any denomination. That's the undenominational church. The undenominational church recognizes no human head. Any church that has a human as its head, whether it be man or woman, is not the undenominational church. Christ is the head of his church, the king of his kingdom, the elder brother in God's family, the chief shepherd of God's flock. Nothing in Scripture denotes a visible, earthly head of the church. All authority belongs to Christ, Matthew 28 and verse 18, and everything is to be done according to his authority, Colossians 3 and verse 17. The undenominational church does not subscribe or follow any human creed. Now, the word creed simply means, I believe. The undenominational church has, as its creed, the Son of God and his revealed testament. You can take a Bible and write on its cover, the creed of the undenominational church. By that alone are we guided and bound. Any other message is prohibited, Galatians 1:6-9. Traditions of men are not to be equated with God's word, Matthew 15 and verse 9. It is by his word that we're going to be judged, John 12 and verse 48, not some creed of men. 2 Peter 1 and verse 3 says, God has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 teaches the scriptures to be inspired of God, therefore inerrant, infallible, authoritative, and all-sufficient. It is all that we need, and friend, hear me well, it is all that we are allowed. That word of God is the final court of appeal. The reason we believe what we believe is because Scripture teaches it. The reason we do not believe what others may believe is because Scriptures do not teach it. That is the characteristic of the undenominational church. The undenominational church is identified by terms found in the Scripture, like churches of Christ, church of God. More often than any other, simply the church. Members are Christians. No denominational or divisive names are supplied or warranted. Denominations pride themselves in their distinct names and their doctrines and practices that separate them from others. But it also separates them from the undenominational church of the Bible. The undenominational church follows the distinct New Testament plan and pattern of worship and of work, of entrance into the church and life in the church. While the world suffers beneath the yoke of denominationalism, those who will take what the Bible teaches quickly learns the difference between what the Bible teaches and what is prominent and dominant in the religious world. We would put forth this proposition for all to consider. If men would throw away their creeds, their human heads of their churches, their divisive names, their distinctive doctrines, their man-made traditions and practices, and take God at his word, and take only God's word, the plague of denominationalism and all of its attendant havoc would vanish from the face of the earth. Then atheism and communism and humanism and heathenism and all other forms of anti-God ideologies could be confronted with a tremendous wealth of resources, manpower, and truth. Salvation for the teeming billions of the world could become a reality. Now, realistically speaking, this is not likely to occur. Not because it's not right, but because too many people are wedded and welded to their denominations. Their pride, their desire to do their own thing would prevent this. But regardless of what most may do, this is the plea. And this is the cause of faithful Christian people. Is there an undenominational church in the world today? We are sure there is. But even at this moment, if there were not one congregation anywhere, taking the word of God, the seed of the kingdom, We can go forth and sow the seed into good and honest hearts, and the harvest that would be reaped would be the undenominational church. To produce denominations, somebody will have to sow the tares of men. The gospel will produce only His church. Those who believe and obey the gospel of Christ compose the church, and remaining faithful therein are the undenominational church. Friend, that's the same church of which we all can read in Scripture, and it is that church that Christ has promised to save. Ephesians 5 and verse 23. This has been A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.